Blog Talk Radio.
Well, praise the Lord, everybody. I want to welcome you to another edition of the Miracle Man Show here on Wednesday, July 14th of 2021. And I have to tell you, I cannot believe how fast July is going by. Not just July, but this summer. Can't believe it's half over. Seriously. I mean, how do you slow down that clock? How? Because the way it's going, it's supposed to be like, but I feel like it's like going by quicker. There has to be a way to somehow slow the thing down. There has to be, because before you know it, it'll be done. It'll be fall. And I know there's good things that come with fall. Some of these are things I love, like football, but I'm not quite ready for that yet. Still want summer to continue. And I wish it was going by a little bit slower. Hold your horses, as they say. Hold your horses. Some people might say just a little bit. I say no, a lot of it. And a lot of it basically means, like, you know, quite a bit more than a little bit. All right. But we're so glad to have you. Whatever, wherever you are, however you are tuned into this broadcast, whether you're at work or at home or, you know, on vacation, or maybe you're camping, maybe you're doing what my helper here just said she was going to be doing, which is sleeping on a boat. Is it underneath the boat?
Yes.
So how does this work, the concept of being underneath the boat?
Plane. There's stairs, like, on top of the boat that go, you know, like, underneath the boat. So
okay.
There's like a whole room underneath the boat where there's like two mini beds, a mini kitchen, a little bathroom, stuff like that.
So that's pretty cool. I don't know why, listeners, I've never heard of such a thing in my life. I've never heard of such a thing. And those things are very rare, aren't they?
Kind of.
So I guess it's just I didn't really know of anybody who used it, or maybe because the weather was rough, they decided to sleep in the cabin.
Yeah.
Or something like that.
Yeah.
You've heard of that happening, maybe. That's what it probably was?
Most likely, yeah.
But to me, listeners, that truly sounds rather interesting. Mm-hmm. And if you're on the boat, you know, listening to me. Keep in mind, listeners, you know, Jesus, at times, there were times that he taught from the boat right next to the shore. But the reason he used the boat at times, I think, is because sound comes from the water. And in that day, they didn't have a microphone. So he used that as a microphone so he could speak to the people. Nonetheless, my hope is that you're ready to receive from tonight, from the Lord, whatever it is that he wants you to receive, whatever you're doing. And hope you're taking time to, you know, enjoy yourself during the summer. Find something, you know, that you enjoy. Because like I said before, you know, it is, you know, summer. And I had told you a couple of days ago, listeners, about me going to Tennessee and Kentucky. That was wonderful. You know what's good when it hits 94 degrees, it doesn't feel like it. Because usually in the pool, if I'm in the pool, I like it when it's in like the 80s or 90. 94 is good, like if I'm in the pool. But if I'm not in the pool, it would be normal for me to think, okay, this is a bit much. Very normal. But to me, for whatever reason, I hadn't even been in the water. And it didn't feel that hot. After the show, and that was in Chattanooga a week ago Monday. When this is done, when I'm done with this broadcast, I'm going to go on that weather underground and look at that day to see. Because I'm curious, what was the dew point? What was the humidity percent? Because when I saw that thing on my phone that said it was 94 degrees, I was near downtown. And it had been a little more humid earlier that day, but then it kind of retreated, the humidity had. I was told that here it was very humid on both of those days, and that the city pool here, Plymouth Pool, had been very busy. Speaking of which, I was just over there today myself, the city pool here in Midland, and even though it was only 84 degrees, you're not going to believe this. 350 people were there when it can hold 4.25. Probably because of how the weather had been in the past week, because it had been rather chilly and or rainy most of the past week. And keep in mind it's July, which I feel like is supposed to be the ultimate summer month. I think it's the month of the summer in America that's the most sacred as far as most schools do not have or start school or regular school during July. I wish it was that way with all. Unfortunately, you have school districts who are on year-round calendars and decide to start in July. Those who are, I wish they would stop doing that and start in, like, you know, mid to late August for Labor Day, which used to be the normal standard. Don't you agree? I think those who are starting in July need to stop. Because in my mind, because you know how Christmas is like the sacred day, but to me, when it comes to summer, as far as school is concerned, at least, like, you know, like public school other than college, that is, like, July is supposed to be that sacred month, you know, and July's that month weather-wise where it just stays that same place mostly for the entire month. Speaking of which, weather-wise, you know, after the next couple days where it could rain and what have you, then it's finally going into a bit more normal of a July-like pattern. 5 days, no rain. Hopefully it'll end up being more of the highs in the low to mid to high 80s and just stay there a more, you know, summer-like pattern, because I'm, to be honest with you, for up here, I'm ready for that, because when I was in Tennessee, I was there more than that, but the 4 full days when I was in Chattanooga, if I include Saturday night, so we'll say Saturday too, so the 5 days, four of them it never rained once. And the first two were like a tad below normal, but then the other two, yep, you know, one up. And it was just a dry summer-like pattern. And that's how I like it to be. And so enough on that. Also, I want to remind you real quick that next week I won't be doing a show on Tuesday or Wednesday due to Invasion Youth and Young Adults Conference at my church. I'll be out there seeing what's going down. And I'm excited. And yes, the Miracle Man will have cheesy nachos at least once. Let me think. What are my other all-time favorites from that spoon? Oh, they used to have elephant ears. Sadly, they retired those like 10 years ago. And let me think here. Cheese fries. I really like those. Corn dogs. That is a good walking taco also, if you've ever seen one. And I know I talk about the food from the spoon and what have you, but ultimately it's about the anointing of God getting on these young people. And I know it's going to be fun. It's going to be loud. It's going to be, but we have to get them, you know, ready. That's why that place has been prepared. And it'll be nice having more people there this year than last year than what they had last year, because last year they limited the amount of people due to the thing. I'm not even saying the COVID word, because to be honest with you listeners, I'm trying to get away from that, because we're trying to open up. Although unfortunately today I did have to wear a mask to a doctor's appointment. And to be honest with you, I'm done with the mask. I'm ready to have that thing burnt. You know what I want to see at Invasion? I want to see a mask burning take place. Where they have like a big bonfire outside. Everybody who has a mask to burn brings it. And then they burn it. They burn the mask. Wouldn't that be fun? Everyone who has a mask, bring it, burn it. If you know where your mask is, for all these people who are trying to hold on to their mask, what are you holding on to it for? Have it burnt. Because I don't know about you, but I don't want to see mine again. Which, about a month and a half ago, even 2 months ago, I would have been like, you know, I don't want to see it, but at the same time, I don't want to lose it, because generally at the time, anywhere you went, you still have to wear them. Changed. And since then, I've been wearing the mask like much, much, much less often. And we have to continue to curse the variants. And they, honestly, listeners, they have plans. the globalists, they have plans for America, and they're not good. They're not good. And I can't say that I have all the inside scoop, because I don't have all the inside scoop. What I can tell you, though, is that what they have planned is not good. Not good. I think these shortages were planned. I do. Because they had to create this pandemic, this germ, to put fear in people, and then all this and this and this and this and this. And so we have to just believe God. God would intervene, and that God would take the wheels off of Pharaoh's chariot. No, because this is, and guess what, listeners? We were born for such a time as this. We were born for such a time as this. This is our finest hour. It truly is our finest. You know, those of us who are here, like I said, we were born for this time. If we were meant for a different time, that's when we would have been born. And I know that that's true. And so, let me just check the time. Let's check real quick. Sorry about that. I just checking my clock about just how the Lord really did bring us through this past year. I don't know how I would have made it through this past year without God's help. I honestly don't know. And come out as good as I did. And I didn't have the same level of fear that many people had. Because I knew God was on my side. And even though, you know, stuff was closed for a long time and what have you, and then they would say, you know, different things. To be honest with you, I had a peace of God was on me. And when you have the peace of God on you, that storm can be blowing all around you. Those storms of life, whatever they are. And rather than get oppressed or depressed or the different things you may feel, you just let God's peace minister to you, minister to your soul. And we talked about this last night when we talked about, when we taught on the blessing, where God told Moses to bless the people and to tell them, may God bless you, keep you, make his face shine upon you. The Lord turn his face to you, be gracious to you, may be gracious to you, turn his face to you, turn his face toward you, and give you peace. Give you peace. That, you know, that's a blessing from God, is his peace being upon you. And you find it in the Word of God. You find it by following God, by doing what he says. But you can't go down there to the store and buy it. Can't go to Target, you know, Kroger, Wally World. Up here in my state, Michigan, where I live, we have this place called Meijer. They actually have it in Ohio, Indiana, Kentucky, which sounds in Illinois too, but they're more so in Michigan than anywhere else. So yeah, Midwest region. But can't go to the store and buy it. And you know what else you can't go buy? You can't go buy a jar of joy. You can't go buy a box of faith. Bag of faith, a bottle of faith. Nope. It's in this word. Because I was going to go to the two normal announcements we cover. But first, I just felt in my spirit that I was to tell you that nugget, you know, about peace. Amen. So first, before I give these two announcements, let me remind you that this show is brought to you by your local ice cream shop, where you can go to your local ice cream shop and grab some wonderful sweet ice cream or shake, or maybe you want a root beer float. I know that's what sounds so good to me right now, is a root beer float. It really does. And you can go find one at your local ice cream shop or your A&W. And here where I live, I have an A&W about half a mile down the street from where I live here in Midland. So, I want to encourage, the first announcement I want to make is, I want to strongly encourage you to go online to riversofmiracles.com. That's rivers, R-I-V-E-R-S, like rivers of water, rivers of living water, riversofmiracles.com. To find out information about the book that my mom wrote about me, Rivers of Miracles. I'm going to be 32 on Tuesday. And I was not supposed to carry myself past 8. I wasn't to live past 12. But God's been so faithful. He's kept me alive to this day. And it's really good. And it's just a wonderful thing when God keeps you alive another year. especially if you've been through the things that I went through. I'm going to be talking a bit about that Monday night. And we should always remember, listeners, the victory is greater than the battle. It always is. The victory is greater than the battle. Like I said, you can go online, riversofmiracles.com, find out how you can buy the book, and be a blessing. Buy several books, or buy one or two, and maybe you read yours and give one to someone else. Because we're believing on that book to get out there and for people to read it. Amen. Hallelujah. The other thing I want to mention is our PayPal. We here at Miracle Man, we have a PayPal. You can go online to paypal.com, which is the website, of course. And in the search bar, you'll type in Rivers, R-Y-V-E-R-S, Rivers Shukla. That last name is Shukla, S-H-U-K-L-A. Keep in mind, there is a space between Rivers and Shukla. Between Rivers and Shukla, there is a space. So don't do that thing like if you're on Twitter or, you know, trying to write in your username and there's not a space maybe between your first and last name. No, I don't look at your username to see what it is, but I just know some people may use that as their username. But Rivers, R-Y-V-E-R-S, of course the R is capitalized, space, Shukla. The S is also capitalized, Rivers Shukla. And once you've typed that in, you'll be able to choose the amount at which you would like to sow your seed. And I believe that when you sow a seed, you have to decide in your mind, what am I sowing for? Why am I sowing this seed? I think many people just give in their offering and special, but they may not say what they're sowing it towards. And especially if you're sowing a large seed, like hundreds or thousands of dollars, you have to have in mind, you know, what am I sowing that seed for? What am I believing God for? Maybe it's a healing. Maybe it's for that new house you want. Maybe it's for the new business that you want. Maybe it can be a lot of different things. But you have to sow with a purpose and confess and believe God that when you sow that seed, that you're going to receive what it is that you're believing God for. Because he sees you sowing that seed, and then he'll say, okay, what do you want? What am I sowing this towards? And so that was something that just lately I've been thinking about. So that's why I kind of had thought about it, and I was like, you know what? I'm going to tell my listeners about that. And it's always good when I sometimes give you guys these golden nuggets. When I was little, like five or six, I was like six at the time when I first heard my pastor say golden nugget that I could think of. I'm sure I heard him say it before, but I couldn't think of it before then. And when I heard him say golden nugget, I thought of like those chicken McNuggets from McDonald's or Burger King. Or when I was 6 years old, I used to think of it as McDonald's and Burger King. I mean, Burger King. I'm sorry. Delete that. Burger King. McDonald's and Burger King. I used to think that's what those nuggets were. No. Then obviously they weren't those nuggets, but that was just what came to mind when he said nugget. Maybe it was that the night before or the day before, something like that. I had went through the Burger King drive-thru with my mom, and she had gotten me some of those. At the time, they called them chicken tenders at Burger King. Or maybe I'd went to McDonald's. I don't know. I don't remember. I just know I'd went through one of those drive-thrus with my mom. And I'd gotten those things, the fries and the Sprite. Because, you know, when you're young, you know, you're supposed to drink caffeine. But like I said, it was the mid-1990s, so it was a bit different. But I'm just glad that I got to give you those couple golden nuggets. The one about when you're sowing your seed. And then the one about peace. Amen. And the verse I want to give to you tonight is where it says, therefore my God shall supply all of my needs according to his riches and glory. Not according to the stock market, not according to the price of gas, or the price of milk, or lumber, or not according to the amount of toilet paper that you still have in your house from last year when you bought it all, including your aunt, Rachel. No, according to his riches and glory. My God shall supply all of my needs according to his riches and glory. And that's something, listeners, to stand on. And listeners, I always pray when you sow your seed. I always do, because I want to see you blessed. I really do. I really do. Amen. Now I'm going to sing a few songs here as we do, and then we're going to get into the word of the Lord this evening. We're going to see what the Lord has for us. I'm going to be reading from a couple of Proverbs tonight. Lord, I want more of you. Living water rain down on me. Lord, I need more of you. Living breath of life, come fill me up. We are hungry, we are hungry, we are hungry for more of you. We are thirsty, oh Jesus, we are thirsty for more of you. We are hungry, We are hungry. We are hungry for more of you. We are thirsty, oh Jesus. We are thirsty for more of you. Lord, I want more of you. Living water rain down on me. Lord, I need more of you. Living breath of life, come fill me up. We are hungry. We are hungry. We are hungry for more of you. We are thirsty. Oh, Jesus, we are thirsty for more of you. We are hungry. We are hungry. We are hungry for more of you. We are thirsty. Oh, Jesus, we are thirsty for more of you. We lift our holy hands up. We want to touch you. We lift our voices higher, higher and higher to you. We lift our holy hands up. We want to touch you. We lift our voices higher, higher and higher to you. We lift our holy hands up. We want to touch you. We lift our voices higher, higher and higher to you. We are hungry. We are hungry. We are hungry for more of you. We are thirsty, oh Jesus. We are thirsty for more of you. We are hungry. We are hungry. We are hungry for more of you. We are thirsty, oh Jesus. We are thirsty for more of you. We are hungry. We are hungry. We are hungry for more of you. We are thirsty, oh Jesus. We are thirsty for more of you. We lift our holy hands up. We want to touch you. We lift our voices higher, higher and higher to you. We lift our holy hands up. We want to touch you. We lift our voices higher, higher and higher to you. Thank you, Jesus. declaring loud that Jesus is God who saves. Commission my soul with the fire, uncontrollable for this great cause, to save the lost. Open my eyes to the reason I'm alive, oh Lord, I'm ready now. I follow you. Strip everything away. till all I have is you. Take everything away. All I see is you. I will pursue you. I will pursue your presence. I will pursue you. I will pursue your presence, pressing into you. So do not pass me by, breaking through the boundary. I will not be denied. I will pursue you. I will pursue your presence. I will pursue you. I will pursue your presence. I will pursue you. I will pursue your presence. I will pursue you. I will pursue your presence. Open my eyes. Search me inside. I can't live without your presence. I can't live without your presence. Open my eyes. Search me inside. I can't live without your presence. I can't live without your presence. I will pursue you. I will pursue your presence. I will pursue you. I will pursue your presence. I will pursue you. I will pursue your presence. I will pursue you. I will pursue your presence. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, that we want your presence. We need your presence. We love you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, for what you are to us, who you are to us, what you mean to us. I just thank you, Lord God, that you are here in our midst. You're here. Thank you, Lord God, that you meet us wherever we are, whether we're in our homes, whether we're at work, whether we're at the beach. Maybe right now, Lord God, maybe some of us, maybe some people listening to this program are below their boat, sleeping below their, they're in their room that's below their boat. You know, wherever they are, thank you that you just meet them wherever they are. And I just thank you that you just meet the needs of those who are tuned in tonight. And I also pray, Lord God, that as I deliver this word tonight, that these people, their ears are ready to receive, their minds are ready to concentrate on the word, and to not be distracted, to not be disrupted, interrupted, that they will receive everything that you have for them tonight. And I thank you that you use me tonight to deliver this word to these people. And now, Lord God, I thank you. I make my confession over this program tonight. I say that sponsors and partners come into this program. I say that finances come into this program. I pray, Lord God, that increases in listenership come to this program, more and more listeners all the time. And most importantly of all, Jesus, I thank you for the huge amount of souls coming into the kingdom of God as a result of this wonderful radio program. In Jesus' matchless name, amen. Let's make our Bible confession. This is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I have what the Word says I have, and I can do what the Word says I can do. This Bible is more than a storybook to me. It's more than a religious book to me. And it's more than a history book to me. Tonight, I am a believer. Therefore, I'm a receiver. And I do believe that I will receive absolutely everything that God has for me tonight. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Turn with me, please, to the book of Proverbs 15. Amen. We're going to study the Bible for all of it. Just fixing something. Sorry about that, listeners. I was just figuring something out. Proverbs 15. I want to encourage you to please follow along in the Word of God. Whatever I do here, you do there. We sing. If I sing, you know the lyrics, you sing the lyrics. As I'm studying in the Word of God, you follow along. As I exhort, pay attention and just receive God has for you. Amen. Let's look starting with verse 1. And it says, by the way, first verse 1 of Proverbs 15. Proverbs 15, 1. A gentle answer turns away wrath, but a harsh word stirs up anger. The tongue of the wise commends us, but the mouth of the fool gushes folly. The eyes of the Lord are everywhere. They're everywhere, keeping watch on the evil and on the good. The tongue, which brings healing, is a tree of life. But a deceitful tongue crushes the spirit. A fool spurns his father's discipline, but whoever heeds correction shows prudence. The house of the righteous contains great treasure, but the income of the wicked brings them trouble. The lips of the wise spread knowledge, but not the hearts of fools. The Lord detests the sacrifices of the wicked, but the prayer of the upright pleases him. The Lord detests the way of the wicked, but he loves those who pursue righteousness. Stern discipline awaits him who leaves the path. He who hates correction will die. Death and destruction lie open before the Lord. How much more the hearts of men? A mocker resents correction. He will not consult the wise. A happy heart makes the face cheerful, but heartache crushes the spirit. The discerning heart seeks knowledge, but the mouth of a fool feeds on folly. All the days of the oppressed, but the cheerful heart has a continual feast. Better a little of the fear of the Lord than great wealth and turmoil. Better a meal of vegetables where there is love than a fattened calf with hatred. A hot-tempered man stirs up dissension, but a patient man calms a quarrel. The way of the sluggard blocked with thorns, but the path of the upright is a highway. Verse 20. A wise son brings joy to his father and his mother. But for that case there, we were just saying, perhaps it just says his father. The wise son brings joy to his father. Foolish man despises his mother. Folly delights a man who lacks judgment, but a man of understanding keeps a straight course. Plans fail for a lack of counsel, but with many advisors, they succeed. A man finds joy in giving altar play, and how good is a timely word. The path of life leads upward for the wise to keep him from going down to the grave. The Lord tears down the proud man's house, but he keeps the widow's boundaries intact. The Lord detests the thoughts of the wicked, but those of the pure are pleasing to him. A greedy man brings trouble to his family, but he who hates bribes will live. The heart of the righteous weighs its answers, but the mouth of the wicked gushes evil. The Lord is far from the wicked, but he hears the prayer of the righteous. A cheerful look brings joy to the heart, and good news gives health to the bones. Yes. He who listens to a life-giving rebuke will be at home among the wise. He who ignores discipline despises himself, but whoever heeds correction gains understanding. The fear of the Lord teaches a man wisdom, and humility comes before honor. Let's read chapter 16 now. Command belong the plans from the heart, but from the Lord comes the reply of the tongue. All of a man's ways seem innocent to him, but motives are weighed by the Lord. In other words, the Lord weighs the motives. Commit to the Lord whatever you do, and your plans will succeed. The Lord works out everything for his own ends, even the wicked for a day of disaster. The Lord detests all of the proud of heart. Be sure of this. They will not go unpunished. Through love and faithfulness, sin is atoned, or through the fear of the Lord, a man avoids evil. When a man's ways are pleasing to the Lord, he makes even his enemies live at peace with him. Better a little of righteousness than much gain of injustice. In his heart, a man plans his course. The Lord determines his steps. The lips of a king speak as an oracle, and his mouth should not betray justice. Honest scales and balances are from the Lord. All the weight in the bag are of his making. Kings detest wrongdoing, for his throne is established through righteousness. Kings take pleasure in honest lips, and they value a man who speaks the truth. A king's wrath is a messenger of death, but a wise man will appease it. When a king's face brightens, it means life. His favor is like a rain cloud in spring. How much better to get wisdom than to get gold, to choose understanding rather than silver? The highway of the upright is to depart from evil. He who guards his way guards his life. Pride comes before the fall. My version says pride goes before destruction, but I always like to say pride comes before the fall. A haughty spirit comes before a fall. Better to be lowly in spirit and among the oppressed than to share plunder with the proud. Whoever gives heed to instruction Whoever gives heed to instruction prospers, and the one who trusts in the Lord is blessed. The wise in heart are called discerning. And pleasant words promote instruction. Understanding is a fountain of life to those who have it. Folly brings punishment to fools. A wise man's heart guides his mouth. His lips promote instruction. Pleasant words are a honeycomb, sweet to the soul, healing to the bones. There is a way that seems right to a man, but in the end, it leads to death. The labor's appetite works for him. The laborer's appetite works for him. His hunger drives him on. A scoundrel plots evil, and his speech is like a scorching fire. A perverse man, dissension, and a gossip separates close friends. A violent man entices his neighbor and leads him down a path that is not good. He who winks with his eye is plotting perversity. And he who purses his lips is bent on evil. Gray hair is a crown of splendor. Sorry about that. Let's try that again without that. Gray hair is a crown of splendor. It is attained by a righteous life. Better a patient man with a warrior, a man who controls his temper, than one who takes, the lot is cast into the lap, but its ever decision is from the Lord. All right. So what you see here is it's comparing wise versus talk about the wise and foolish virgins. So there's the five virgins who are wise, the five virgins who are foolish. The wise go and buy their oil, and they show up with the oil, and they're ready on time. The foolish virgins are the virgins who show up forgetting that they needed to buy oil. And it's very late at night. And they're thinking, they say to the five wise virgins, "Hey, can you please give us some of your oil? Our lamps are going out." But then they tell them, "I'm sorry. We cannot give you any of our oil. If we give you any of our oil, we will not have enough oil for us and you." In other words, there won't be enough for both of us. There will only be enough for you. There will only be enough for us, but not for you. If we give you our oil, there will only be enough for you, but not for us. Finally, at midnight, the bride comes, and it's not pretty for those who were foolish. what we read here in the Bible said that being foolish leads to destruction. Pride comes before the fall, and foolishness leads to the fall as well. You want to know something about pride, listeners? Everyone knows that you have it but you. It's just like bad breath. Point in my life when I was a teenager, I dealt with pride. The thing is, I didn't know I had it. I didn't know I had it. My mom had admitted to me at one point a few years ago that it was something I dealt with. Over time, I dealt with it. You know, it was just something I fixed, and apparently I didn't know I had it. And so, but when you're wise in the eyes of God, you watch your tongue. You watch what you say. You don't just go by the seat of your pants, you know, fly by the seat of your pants. Or just say in what feels good at the second. That's not how you're supposed to live. There is a way that seems right to a man, as we read. There's a way that seems right to a man. Seems right. But in the end, it leads to death. And how do you get wisdom? You pay attention to instruction. When your parents are trying to teach you, listen. Let them teach. And by the way, parents, if you're listening, parenting children, parenting is not just for children who are under 18. You raise them, and then you give them advice, and you impart things to your children after that, and continue to impart things, and pray that they receive it, and pray that they follow and give thought to it. And my mom often praises me, and I'm thankful for that when she does. I am. I truly am thankful. And the other thing that wise men do, that those that are wise do, is those who are wise are disciplined. And we have to take a look at ourselves and say, how's my discipline? Do I make sure that every day that I read my Bible and pray? Or am I one of those who barely opens their Bible and barely ever prays? What's my tithing record like? Do I tithe? Even when what about my church attendance? Do I go when the doors are open, even when I don't feel like it? Or do I only go when I do feel like it and I do want to go? And when you're disciplined, that means it doesn't matter whether you want it or not. When you're disciplined in the things of God. Because it's important that we Amen. It's important that we are wise. And not just wise in our own eyes, wise in the eyes of God. And about the whole thing of being wise compared to being foolish, another verse I can give you is where God said, he who guards his way guards his life. If you guard your tongue, you're guarding your life. You're guarding your life. That's why if you're making bad confessions over yourself, you're hurting yourself very badly. And if you're making bad confessions over your life, and if you're constantly making negative confessions over your life, you need to stop that and confess good things over yourself. Because I have something about the whole tongue thing. The Bible says life and death are in the Bible of the tongue. Life and death are in the power of the tongue. Life and death are in the power of the tongue. That means you can control your destiny by the words of your mouth. So what are you saying of yourself? Are you saying, I'm going to make it? Or are you saying, I don't think I'm going to make it. This is too hard. This is too rough. And all this other stuff, and here's what's going on. Did you hear about that? And all these different things. What are you confessing over yourself? What are you confessing over your body? What are you confessing over your finances? What are you confessing over your children? Are you confessing healing to your body and health to your body? Are you confessing that you're blessed abundantly coming in and going out, that you're blessed of the Lord? Are you confessing that your children will serve the Lord? As for me and my house, we serve the Lord. Me and my family, you could say, if they're not living in your house, in the old, you say, as for me and my family, we serve the Lord. Are you saying those good things? Or are you saying, I got a bad doctor's report. I don't think I'm going to make it. I'm about to lose my house, I guess, and it's not looking very good, I guess. We're poor. Going to be poor. Well, my kids. My son just went to jail. He got a DUI, I guess. I thought I raised him right, but no. Hopefully you're not making those confessions over yourself. Your children, your finances, your mind, your body. No, you speak those good things over yourself. Like this. By his stripes I am healed. And I'm blessed going in, blessed going out over your finances and your children. My children serve the Most High God. If you're married, my spouse serves the Lord. My family is a family that goes to the house of God. Amen. And that is the kind of stuff that you speak over yourself. And of course, the highway of the upright, those who serve the Lord, is to depart from evil, not to go to it. Folks, it's not freedom to do all those things, you know. It's not freedom to sin, it's freedom from sin, not freedom to do it. These user-friendly churches, some of them, they want to teach you that you're free to do it. Okay, you can do this as long as you don't smoke a cigarette, as long as you don't smoke two packs. Hey, what does the word say that? No, it doesn't say that. You are supposed to come out from among them and be ye separate, says the Lord. Well, that's what you're supposed to do. That's what we're supposed to do as Christians. All right. Heavenly Father, I come before you tonight. Thank you for this word tonight. I pray that we would be wise and not foolish. We would be wise, not necessarily in our eyes, but in your eyes, the way you would want us to be. Because we know there's a way to us that seems right, but it leads to death. But I pray that you would show us your wisdom, how you want it. How you want us to live life, and that we live for you the way you want us to. And Lord God, I thank you that you help us to tongues. Watch what we say. Watch what we confess over ourselves in the name of Jesus. And I pray that we would be doers of this word, that we would be doers of this word and not hearers only. And I just thank you, Father, for that. And also, I pray that all those listening who are believing God for healing in their body, that healing will be made manifest right now. In your name we pray. And now I confess Psalm 91 over us in the name of Jesus. I say that no evil shall befall us. No plague shall come nigh our dwelling. You, Lord God, have given your angels charge over us to keep us in all of our ways. No drug or drunk driver. No rapist, burglar, suicide. No fire, flood, or crash. No terrorist, no COVID. None of the stuff comes near us. And we live in great peace and great joy and be a powerful witness for you, Jesus. Amen. I sure love you. Amen. Until next time, God first. God always. So long, everybody.